Thank you for holding. Is this Lucia?
Yes.
Hi, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, John. How about yourself?
I'm good. I woke up on the right side of the dirt, and it's Friday, so it's a win-win for me. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, and she just kind of filled me in a little bit on the conversation. I didn't get most of it. She just was telling me about the suspension due to suspicious payment activity. But did you have any other questions about the listing or anything that we could help you with?
She was just going to give me pricing, I guess, and what it includes. And then, no, that was the only issue. I just wondered how she could help if I can't get my own ad up there. Through Google, because I'm still kind of going back and forth and in circles with that, what would you guys be able to do to get that, make that happen?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to have to review the account and the payment history on that. And then see how the account was used in the past. I'm going to have to do an advanced verification process for you. Okay, I see. And you already PIN verified once?
Correct. So we started the business in 2017, and we were on Google then, but now trying to turn around and run an ad for now, it won't let us through.
Gotcha.
And I've contacted about, maybe some information we found said, it could have been, you might owe money from before, so we tried to contact that. They said no, we sent us back, and you're not speaking to anybody, a real person. It's all automated system that's giving you answers. And then it's kicking us back to a group of other people who might have been in this situation, but there's no real person to talk to kind of say this is what the answer is, because for sure it's not a suspicious payment. It's our business card, so.
Right. Okay.
For sure that's not the issue.
Okay. Well, there's a workaround for this. I mean, I understand that, your Google, if they can't verify the card, or the card is already linked to another AdWords account, or if you're like a prepaid card, a one-time card, a virtual card generated from a website, like not an actual physical card, just like the number or billing information. If you use somebody else's card, maybe the name doesn't match up, like maybe it's your husband and then you're the one running it and it has two different names on it and one person is doing all the work on it, but it has somebody else's name. That could do it if it doesn't relate to your account.
None of those relate. This is a new bank card. It's all under my name, everything. None of that relates. Not being used for another account. None of it relates.
Well, here's the workaround, just so I can give you the solution on how I would solve it. Okay, your Google AdWords account would be created and managed by us. So we already are a Google partner. They pull the ads funding, and the ads funding actually gets sent from our company's account, right? So when you sign up for us, we have our own merchant processing. We process your monthly payment, and then Google will actually pull directly from our company account. So you won't have to worry about that anymore, right? That's straight going through us. We're verified as maintaining it. We already have a pre-existing relationship with them since 2015. We've been a premier Google partner. So that won't be a hurdle for us. I'm just more so trying to make sure that you understand what could have happened or why that's possibly happening. Mm-hmm. What were you guys trying to allot as your monthly budget? Because I know that they changed the rules at the beginning of the year where you have to have a minimum of like $300 going to AdWords to start.
Correct. So because we've already got jobs, we were just using Google to get, smaller jobs in between. Mm-hmm. So we were at about $350 a month.
About $350, okay. Let me send you our pricing page. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here. Let's see. We'll get you guys fixed up. And you're moving in the right direction. I noticed you have a couple other things out there, like Home Advisor and things like that. Home Advisor, I don't know if Tara explained to you, they use Google in order to generate the leads that they sell. And they basically just resell them. So they have their own ad account. They have their own local SEO that they're doing combined. And they basically just resell the leads from your area and industry to you guys. But it'll go to a couple of people at a time. So they're kind of charging you guys whether you get the job or not, when you could actually generate those leads on your own with your own SEO and Google ad.
Correct.
And that's what we're planning on doing. You know, listing you independently, let the customers call you directly. We don't intercept your calls or charge you on a per lead basis. And then obviously you'll have access to the ads account through your tracking system here. So you'll be able to see everything, how things are working, how many clicks, calls, leads you're getting, where they're coming from, et cetera. Were you trying to target a specific area with your ad? I just want to kind of, I'm sending you some stuff over, but I kind of want to get an idea, too, of how much ground you were covering or trying to cover with that budget.
I told you we're willing to travel. We're doing Central Florida, like up to 2 hours.
Oh, I see it here. Yeah, towards Tampa.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Well, we could definitely do this. Okay. And then we can remove this suspension. This will be easy. Easy fix. Okay. Well, that's good to know. And then you guys are still at the same address. We don't have to, like, upgrade or update the business street address in Orlando? 32862. Okay. Perfect. All right. I'll put in the request to uplift the suspension regardless, even if... if we don't move forward, I want to make sure that you get that back, because your GMB looks like it has a hold on it too. Your Google Business Profile, did you see that?
I did not see that.
Okay. They actually had a PO box here. Did you pin verify an actual street address?
No, well, we work out of our home, so he's on the streets, and tech is in the streets, and I do everything from home.
Gotcha. See, that's a big problem, Lucia. Even if you guys work from home, they want to still send you that postcard to that address, and then what we do is we hide your street address from the general public, though. So the customers aren't seeing that, and the people aren't seeing that are searching for your services, but you still actually pin verify your business. Because the discrepancy that happens there is the post office is already verified as a business. So if you look up, like, the services that the post office provides, they have SEO and Google Ads. And then people get turn-by-turn directions to that location. So when you put in a PO box number, it just basically takes them to the post office, and then that kind of causes a discrepancy with Google. They know that that's not your company when it says, you know, USPS or something else, right? So we could fix that. We'll update your PIN. We'll just have to resend the PIN verification to your actual street address. But before I jump ahead to that, let's just see if we can make the dollars and cents work out. Did you get the text that I sent you?
Hold on really quick. Let me take a look at it.
Okay, no problem. And have you, let me make sure that you guys qualify. You're focused on just door repairs, door installation?
I'm sorry, I'm still here with you. Say that again for me?
No, your primary service is just door repair and door installation?
Correct, for commercial.
Okay, commercial. Okay, gotcha. Commercial doors.
Okay, I'm clicking on the link now.
Okay, no problem. Oh, nice. You guys did Planet Fitness. I go to Planet Fitness. I'm flipping through your gallery here. Okay. Okay, I gotcha. So this is going to be... I want to see if you guys qualify for Google Guarantee once we uplift this suspension. So let me just review this real quick. While you're pulling that up, scroll down towards the bottom. You'll be able to see the packages and the pricing structures down there. The ones with the ads are the ones at the top. Obviously, those are the more expensive ones. I can work something out, though. You probably have to spend a little bit more than $350. I can get a campaign customized for you on, what is it? The Platinum Premiere. I can do the Platinum Premiere at $449 per month. So I basically shave $100 off the monthly cost, and we do it on a month-to-month basis. The one that says $1,098 is because it's prorated, so it's like 2 months combined because we asked for a two-month commitment. So if you paid $1,098, that was originally like the two-month cost with a $299 setup fee. We could do it $449 out the door. That'll cover the whole first month, and then each month moving forward, it'd be $449 with $300 of that going towards your ad, and then I would waive your setup fee for you as well. That would be the best package because that's going to get you all the bells and whistles. You have the Google ad, you have the Facebook business page and ad, you have the GMB profile, all the popular directory submissions. I can upgrade your website. I mean, it's an A to Z campaign with the exception of the lead gens like HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. We're not actually affiliated with those guys. They just use this type of service. And then after 30 days, if you pass all the background screenings and everything, which I'm sure you guys will, they have a Google guarantee. I don't know if you're, have you been introduced to that program before?
I haven't.
Okay. So Google guarantee is like Google ads, except for it has an advanced verification process. They guarantee you a certain amount of leads, and they guarantee you that the leads are exclusive, so they're not going to anybody else. Just like any other lead gen company, you know, you don't pay unless you get the lead, so you pay per lead, right? You'd have a set monthly budget and then obviously a set amount that they'd be guaranteeing you each month. And then obviously you get an insurance too. So the Google will actually insure the customer for up to $2,000 worth of damages if something were to happen, especially okay. like a commercial door. But we want to already work with you for a bit, make sure everything goes smooth with the customers that we are bringing in and your Google ad and things like that, make sure the reviews are coming back good. Not that it's a concern for me, but we just kind of want to have that pre-existing relationship before we back you up for the advanced verification, but I think that's something you'll definitely be eligible for here. I don't
okay.
see, I mean, unless you guys have some kind of crazy criminal background. But
no. Go on. I'm actually getting here to a meeting, John, but I think that me and my husband would be interested. I just have to talk him over because, like I said, we've already been struggling with that, and mm-hmm. we definitely wanted to get on Google Ads. Mm-hmm. Can I give you a call back later when I'm at home and I can get to my office and talk to you?
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, the Google Places placement is something that we're actively looking to fill. What I don't want to do is lose that Google Places placement. That's my only concern. Ads I could sign you up for whenever, but the Google Places placement kind of works hand-in-hand with the ad, giving you the most bang for your buck. Because, as you know, you know, Google Places will cover about a 40-mile radius, or I don't know if you're aware of this, but it covers about a 40-mile radius, and then for the areas that you guys wanted to target outside of that, like let's say you actually wanted like a 100-mile radius, that's where the Google Ads come into play. So
okay.
when you combine them, it puts you in a situation where anything within 40 miles, you're not paying per click for anything local.
Okay.
Right? And those are valuable. Some people just do that alone with no ads at all. That's what the other packages are down below that are a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
So I know you
okay,
had this... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I know you had this ad in the past, so I didn't want to just go right into Google Places without acknowledging like the ad and that we'd be able to get that taken care of for you. But if you wanted to start small, I can put you on like a platinum bundle. Still, you know, obviously you won't have the ads, but that's the platinum beneath it, right, which is just a local bundle with Facebook ads.
Okay.
I could put you on that for $299, and I could waive the setup fee, and we can go month to month on that. And then if you and your husband decide, hey, you want to upgrade to include the ad, I'll still give you the same offer on that Platinum Premier package. It would just be $150 more.
Yeah, sorry. What is the best number to call you in? And I'm going to try to give you a call back within the hour, and hopefully we can still work something out.
Yeah.
I do think that we are interested.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to get this knocked out for you. I can uplift all these suspensions. I already put in the request to uplift your suspension regardless. But here, let me – looks like you just have some discrepancies there. I'm going to text you my number, okay?
Okay.
There you go. You should have it there now.
Perfect. I got it. Yeah, I'll give you a call hopefully within the hour. But like I said, this is kind of what we've been looking for, to get some help. So that's awesome. I'm glad you guys called today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tara said that she spoke with your spouse originally and then was passed over to you. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I was just making sure. So if I call back this number, because basically what's going to happen in like 45 minutes, I'm going to go take a lunch. I haven't taken a lunch yet, and that's like an hour. So I was going to say I could try you back here like before I go. And then, but I didn't know if he picked up how I should address that conversation because I didn't talk to him
right
at all.
No, that's okay. Right now, we're together. We're just getting to a meeting. We have some things to do. And then, so that's why we were here. But I deal with all the ads and so forth, so that's why he passed it to me. But,
gotcha.
Yeah, if you give this number a call, we're together.
Okay, perfect. So if I don't hear from you before I go to lunch, or if you call in while I'm at lunch, don't worry. I'll call you back. I have you set on my calendar here for when I get back.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Looking forward to working with you guys. If you have any other questions, you could always text me at that line as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Lucia, you have a great day.
You too, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.